Welcome to Minstrel and Muse on Talk About Radio. You can find out more about the shows at minstrelandmuse.com. Welcome to Minstrel and Muse. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm joined today by the musical group Turns, who have just released the album To the Bottom of the Sea. I have on the phone today Jordan Fox and Tim MacArthur. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you
for having us.
Still there?
Yeah.
There's a little banging around going on.
Yeah, it's probably, well, I guess we would be different. We're coming from different homes either way, but maybe with me being on the phone and Jordan being on Skype, it's extra challenging.
Okay. Well, Jordan, tell me about what do you do with the band? What's your part in the band?
Well, mainly I play guitar and sing. And Tim and I kind of split those responsibilities. So some of the songs will be Tim singing lead vocals and playing guitar, and other songs where I'm singing lead and playing guitar. And then in the recording process, you know, we play some different instruments as well, banjo and ukulele, things like that. So, but in the live show, you'll see Tim and I kind of doing the same thing, guitar and vocals.
Cool. And Tim, have you known Jordan for a long time?
Yeah, it's been like 10 or 11 years.
Wow. Yep,
I think. And I was introduced through one of my other brothers to Jordan, and Jordan joined a previous band to play some guitar, and we just hit it off.
Okay, and I've had you guys on before, so my listeners should be familiar with you. You put out on Rare Bird Records a Christmas album every year, and, well, at least most years, and those are usually available for free downloads. You guys have been on before, and it's beautiful music.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and talk about the new one, To the Bottom of the Sea. This is your first album in 6 years, right?
Yeah.
And who did the heavy-duty songwriting for it?
Yeah, so both Jordan and I, we're pretty intentional about coming to the table with the same amount of songs. This one, I think we ended up collaboratively working on more songs than any previous Turns album. I think there's at least three that we more or less wrote together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start. Let's just go down all the songs one by one, play them so that everybody can hear them. And I always like to get the backstory of what's going on in this, because there's a lot of poetry in these songs as I've been listening to them, and a lot of foreboding, and it does kind of bring images of the sea. So first of all, I guess we'll talk about the title. Was that the inspiration?
That came out of the third track, No Good, and it was just a lyric that we gravitated to, mm-hmm. and found some cool imagery, and I think that's pretty much it. Right, Jordan?
Yeah, it was that line from that song that really stuck out for us and just kind of seemed like the right fit for the album title.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that song.
Thank you.
song on the album, and when I see her, all I want to do is hold her. That's very romantic. What inspired this song?
Yeah, I've had this song for a while, and we played it for years, kind of on and off, and then finally decided we should record it. And it's just a straight up love song, good old fashioned.
And getting colder, not so old, but only getting older. And when I see her, all I want to do is hold her, put her in my file folder. Of love. Coffee's cold, getting colder, not so old, but only getting older. And when I see her, all I want to do, ooh, is hold her. Sing a song on my tape recorder. Of love. Darling, drop your bridge and let me cross. Locked inside your golden mountain top, I have got the heat to melt your frost.
All right, that was "And When I See Her, All I Want to Do Is Hold Her." Now, when you guys get together as friends, do you, even if you're not working on an album, do you guys just sit together and jam and stuff?
Yeah, all the time. And most times when we get together to practice, usually when we start, it's just something kind of totally new that we've never played before. And that's kind of how we start off rehearsals. It's just playing something new together, you know, and we have had some songs that have come out of those times, and No Good is one of those songs that you just played, that we were just making stuff up on the fly, and that was what came out of it and ended up being the album that titled the album.
Okay, and you're all family guys. And so do your kids play together and that kind of thing too?
Go ahead, Tim.
We've been together with the kids a couple times, but we're about 40 minutes apart, so yeah, we don't get together as much as we'd like to begin with, and we don't get together with the families as much as we'd like either. So
okay, so when you guys get together, it's music. You want to get together and do your thing.
Yeah, usually we can only fit it in after the kids have gone to bed. So
yeah, a lot of musicians have that problem, I think. let's go to the second song on the album, "Heart and Soul."
That's probably one of the deepest, lyrically, the songs, or maybe the most enigmatic songs on the album that we wrote completely together, just swapping lines in my basement one night, and ended up really happy. And that was another one that we just jammed. Jordan just started jamming on two chords one night, and then we hammered at the lyrics. And then he added the beautiful electric parts on top of it after the fact. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, that was even... we recorded the music to it before we had any lyrics for it, because we knew after we had jammed it that we wanted that to be on the album, but we had no idea what the lyrical content would be. And then when we got together at Tim's place, it actually went pretty quickly, and we both seemed to be on the same page with what kind of emotion or feeling that the instrumental of the song seemed to evoke.
What
That was Heart and Soul off of the album To the Bottom of the Sea. I'm talking to the Turns. I've got Tim MacArthur and Jordan Fox on the phone. So you were saying that you come up with these songs together in your basement a lot of times, just playing, and then the lyrics come afterwards. Do you guys find that you like to play the music first before lyrics?
I think naturally it's what comes to us, or at least to me, is, I'll start with some chords and then hum a melody, and the beauty of modern technology and having a phone that, has a fantastic little microphone on it that you can, record your ideas. That's how I work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the process is the same for me. I think it's usually the music that sets the mood or the tone for what the lyrics will be or what the content will be. So it tends to be the same for me. I would imagine there are only a couple of occasions where I've had lyrics first before the music.
Okay, and you're both guitarists. So do you have a favorite guitar that you play all the time? And do you usually record with a guitar? I mean, when you're first recording, when you're first songwriting, I should say, when you're practicing your songs, is it usually a guitar that you're writing with?
Yeah, it is for me.
Definitely.
Okay, and Tim, yeah. What's your favorite guitar?
Yeah, I've got a custom guitar that I didn't have made for me, but I went and picked out from a local luthier who's a friend of a friend, and I still have that crack top and everything, but I haven't found another guitar to play like it. But I recently picked up a little an Epiphone hollow body electric, and I can't get enough of playing that thing.
Oh, really? Okay, how about you, Jordan?
Well, I've got a Larrivé, which they've moved down south to California, but they used to be a Canadian company, and they build their guitars out in BC. And that would be the main guitar I play. It's an acoustic guitar. And I've had a couple Larrivés over the years, but the one I have now will be my mainstay. And that's, I'll write on that a lot, play it a lot live. And then I've got an electric guitar, Fender Telecaster, that I use pretty extensively on this album. This album doesn't have a lot of acoustic on it. And any of my electric parts were on my Telecaster.
Okay. Do you prefer an electric to an acoustic?
I prefer an acoustic to an electric, but it really depends on what we're playing and what fits best. And for all of this stuff, an electric fits best and felt best to use.
Okay. Well, let's go to another song on the album, the fourth song on the album, For You, Baby. You guys want to introduce that one before we play it?
Yeah, I'll let Tim take that one. That's one of his.
Yeah, I wrote that one for my daughter. She's 4, almost 5. And, I started it, probably a year or so after she was born, and just kept working on it until I felt like it was worthy of recording.
And how old is she?
She's 4, almost 5, and we've done some recording together, her and I. We've done a couple Christmas songs. She loves recording with me, so she, and I think she likes the song.
You think she likes the song, huh?
I think she likes it.
I was going to ask you if she likes it or not. Okay, let's go ahead and play it.
Oh, you made me wait, just like a girl, you show up late, what a thing to do. All I want is to take you home, but the nurse won't let you go. What a thing to do. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Getting louder by the day. Hey, my heart beats for you, baby. Quarter nose. Little smile, little kiss. How'd you get away with this. What a thing to do. Little steps across the floor, watch you walk out my door. What a thing to do. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. It ain't perfect, but it's steady. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Oh, my heart beats for you, baby. Even when you're not my baby anymore.
I have three.
Three. Okay, so a girl is she's four, almost five, and then what else?
And then I have two boys. They're 10 and 9.
Oh, they're getting older since I talked to you last. Okay, and Jordan, how about you?
I've got two. I've got a little girl, Nora, who's 4, and then a little guy, Leo, is 2.5.
Oh, little ones. Okay.
Yep.
You are busy. Okay, let's go to the next song, 5, No Place for a Heart. Who wants to introduce this one?
Well, that's one that I had written and brought to Tim and Mark and Dan to let them add their take on it with their instruments. And that one, you know, I think follows along some of the same lines as Heart and Soul. Some of the lyrics that are really thinking about what our life now is means and is meant to mean, and then you know, our afterlife, what that will look like and be, and how the two, I guess, affect each other. So that was one of those songs that really, it took a long time to write, because some of the more meaningful songs are the harder ones to share.
Now we're curious.
Yeah.
of To the Bottom of the Sea, and I'm talking to Jordan and Tim today. Now, the next song on the album I really like. You didn't, when you sent it over to me, you didn't actually list it as radio ready, Gray Sky Lullaby. It wasn't one of the ones that you really told me to listen to, but it was one I really, really liked. What was going on in this song, and how do you guys feel about it?
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, I'm not sure why we maybe didn't include it. I think we maybe kind of called out four songs that and it maybe it just didn't make the cut. it's a bit more acoustic than the rest of the songs. And all of us were really pleased with the production of it after. Like, I like the song, but we gave the album to my brother Dave to do editing and some production, and he added the horns in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty big fans of that.
Yeah, I think it's one of those songs that we really like, but it takes a little bit to unfold. You know, you kind of have the first couple of minutes of really stripped down acoustic guitar and vocals, so the lyrics are right up front. So that I think that's why we didn't kind of list it in the top songs for playing on the radio, just because of that it really takes the time to listen to the whole song. It's not going to grab you right from the top, but if you put the time into it, you'll really get to hear the lyrics. But then also after the first couple of minutes, you'll hear all the extra stuff that's added on to kind of grab your ear.
I love it.
Delhi until May, not for lack of how to try. I can see it's a picture in my mind. I don't need the sunshine coming out at all today. Me chill up and down my spine. I'll unfold a sweater, pull it tightly around my face. Sunshine coming out at all today. gives me chills up and down my spine. I'll unfold a sweater, pull it tightly round my face.
Lullaby, and that is off of the album To the Bottom of the Sea. I'm talking to Tim and Jordan, members of Turns. Do you guys say, you don't say The Turns, I notice. You always say just Turns.
Yeah, but we get called The Turns probably 90% of the time.
Because you want to add a the. You just want to say the. But I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to respect your wishes here and just say I'm talking to Turns.
Yeah, it's not maybe the most natural. It doesn't roll off the tongue, but we're it's like someone who wants to be called Cassandra versus Cassandra. You gotta hold firm.
That's right. You gotta hold firm. What is a tern?
An Arctic tern is a bird. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we act. I don't know if we actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe know what it do is. That.
I didn't know that.
It's a pretty bird.
Yeah, I just like
the Arctic version of a seagull. It doesn't hold any real meaning, but that's what it is. It's an Arctic seagull.
I just
like
that it would turns with an E.
You like to play on words then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I did look it up, and I knew what that was. I was just testing you to see if you knew what it was. okay, let's go on to another song. I love playing the songs. Everybody Knows It. Now, this one is one of your radio-ready ones.
Yeah,
Jordan brought this song to us a couple years ago. Again, just a jam. It was, it was like, all right, we're done practicing. Let's do something. And for some reason, we had to force him to keep playing and then eventually record this one. I don't know why.
I was the one to call it off this time, 'cause I can't stand your cigarette. It's my fault that you lied to me. It's on your breath and it stains your teeth. Oh, everybody knows it.
Yeah, well, when I wrote it, because I do some just solo shows around town, and the music the songs I play for that are different from what I play when I've got a full band. And that song I had written thinking it would be something I'd play at solo shows, because it's kind of more finger-picking. But it never really worked to play solo, and so I kind of gave up on it, thinking, oh, I wrote it, I thought it would work out, but it just never really
everybody
felt right.
Oh, everybody knows it. We were wrong, should have never gone.
It's a song about those awkward relationships and breakups that everybody had in their past, and I had to think way back to high school for that one. But
I can't even remember any. It's been so long.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Off of To the Bottom of the Sea. So I'm talking to Tim and Jordan. We're getting towards the end of the album. So breakup song. Wow, an awkward breakup song.
If I can interject for a second, kind of following up on that, the song No Good. lyrically. I had to present a disclaimer to my wife's family that it wasn't at all biographical.
That's a good thing. So when you guys come up with these songs, they're not a lot of. We should say that right off the bat. You're not a Taylor Swift here.
No good is biographical of somebody else that we will never tell who it's about. But it.
Okay. Well, that is a little Taylor Swift-y then. Okay. It's just biographical. Well, now everybody's going to want to know. Everybody knows it, but us. So share it, okay? So the next one, When You Get Home, who wants to talk about that one and introduce it for us?
Tim.
I will. So that's, it's another one that I wrote and brought to Jordan and the guys to gussy it up. And again, it's not autobiographical. I've never been waiting for ships to come home. I don't even live by water, but I don't know. I think it was humming along or singing along to this chord progression that I was digging and then forced myself to more or less write some poetry or write a story that in no way was part of my experience.
There's a big disclaimer on this one. So you weren't any part of No Good, for sure. And you have nothing to do with When You Get Home.
Waiting for sails that I know. Is it the wind that keeps you far away? Leave me alone.
You play certain chords and they hit you. Sometimes you come, I know that songwriters, I actually play piano, so I do a lot of songwriting too. But I a lot of times go to the same chords in different order. I have chords that just always seem to tap into me. Are you like that? Or do you try to push yourself out of those chords?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like if I could just play C and A minor all day long, I would. The nice thing with the guitar is, you slap on a capo and, I tricked everyone. It's not actually C and A minor. sometimes you have to force yourself to get out of that comfort zone of, I know I can do something with these.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about you,
Jordan? I think I go through kind of rotations of certain keys that will really kind of resonate with me, and to the point where I do need to try to steer clear of them, or maybe that's why it goes in waves, because I get to the point where I think, okay, now I'm writing a bunch of songs that sound the same, time to move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, and sometimes it'll be, you know, a minor key that will, you know, depending on the mood as well. And a song like When You Get Home, you know, that Tim wrote, where it kind of really starts off in that minor key, and but then at the end of the song when it picks up to the major, that the same chords but in a different order, as you were saying, can really make something so different. And that song is, well, Mark and I always talk about it being, you know, our favorite song off the album, and when Tim brought it to us, that it was just, yeah, hands down our favorite for sure.
So when you do get stuck in those chords, do your bandmates have to do an intervention for you? Like sit you down, gang up on you and tell you, you know, it's like AA, but for chords.
I usually know if they're just really quiet, then I they're too nice. So, they're so nice that it's obvious when they don't like something. So then then we just move on. And depending on, you know, we'll be just jamming, and you can kind of tell if, okay, yeah, that was fun, but, you know, we'll never play that again.
Yeah. Or past that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if it is something we all like, then usually after we go, oh, yeah, we should, you know, remember that, or Tim will get his phone out to record it so we can revisit it again later.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of playing with a band, because I'm sure it pushes you out of some of your comfort zones with everybody bouncing off each other and everything. Let's go on and do Little Heart. What's going on with Little Heart? It's the second to the last song. We're getting towards the end of the album now.
Yeah. Well, on our first album is called Little Fingers.
Yeah.
And there's a song on that album called Little Hands. And so when we were doing this album, you know, we wanted to do something that would kind of tie our whole body of work together, that would kind of bring us back to when we did Little Fingers. So it's, you know, again, a vocal and ukulele song. And when we wrote Little Fingers, that, you know, Tim's kids were really young, and Robin and I were looking to start a family. And so it was kind of that early stages. And then Little Heart was kind of as fathers, where we're at now, and, you know, looking at the future for our kids. So that's kind of where it came from, was wanting to write something that would tie back to where we started, and kind of follow the same theme of being dad.
I can change you.
About not leaving kids alone. I mean, what inspired it? Is it like the newspapers or what?
No, that was me.
True story,
being,
this one.
Yeah, that's just about me being a crazy little kid. And, you know, and I think it's kind of, yeah, don't leave the kids alone, but at the same time, giving them opportunities to make mistakes and hurt themselves and break bones and need stitches. And so, you know, it's kind of...
Yeah,
so... I was really lucky. I was raised by great parents that really balanced when to kind of let us be. And
it's a really good home insurance.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the album now. This is To the Bottom of the Sea. These are Turns that I'm talking to. Not The Turns, but Turns. I'm talking to George Fox and Tim MacArthur. And are you going to be on tour this year? Are you going to be going anywhere?
We've lined up 5 shows, which is a lot for us, in the next couple months. 3 house shows and then 2 at a local place.
Well, mostly you guys have a presence on the internet, and your music is available, and you're putting lots of music out. So it seems like that's the way you want to do it. And where is a good place for them to find you on the internet and get your music?
Well, if you're on Facebook and you look us up, TERNS, that will give you links to all the necessary websites, and then also the record label that we're with is Rare Bird Records, and that's who kind of puts out some of the summer mixtapes and Christmas albums and that kind of thing. And you can find them on Facebook as well, and then there are links to the Bandcamp site where you can get music. Noise Trade, search in Noise Trade, there's free stuff on there. iTunes, you can search Turns in iTunes, and To the Bottom of the Sea will be on iTunes March 1st. So if you're on iTunes, you can look us up there for sure, and we'll be there. But like I said, the one-stop shopping would probably be at Facebook, and then anything you're looking for, you'd be able to find from there.
Okay, awesome. What time is it where you guys are? About 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
Quarter to 8.
Okay, well, it's time to go tuck some kids into bed. And don't ever leave your kids alone, by the way.
Look at my daughter Ellie stuck in the room here. If you want to ask her what she thinks of For You Baby, you can.
Hi, Ellie. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Linda. I'm talking to your dad about his song For You Baby, and it was written for you when you were a little girl. So I was wondering, do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take your word for it then. You're going to give it 2 thumbs up.
We need to get Tim to leave the room and then ask her.
Look
at the real story.
Once she gets tucked into bed, once you get tucked into bed, then she'll sneak back down and we'll interview her alone. Okay, you guys, you have a good evening out there, and thanks so much for coming on the show today. And everybody, look for the album, To the Bottom of the Sea by Turns.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for your support, Linda, and for taking the time. Always happy to talk with you.
Well, I'm happy to have you on. Thanks so much for your music. You guys have a nice evening out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Up and down my spine, I'll unfold the sweater, pull it tight around my face. sunshine coming out at all today. It gives me chills up and down my spine. I'll unfold a sweater, pull it tightly round my face.